All right. Welcome to season two of Entry Level Hipster Garbage here on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. We are happy to be back in our new time slots, Mondays, 11 a.m. to noon, significantly better than our previous time slot of Wednesdays, 3 a.m. to 4 a.m. Zane, what are you looking forward to in this new season of Entry Level Hipster Garbage?
I'm looking forward to being awake most of the time.
Yep.
Exception after Super Bowl Sunday, I think we might be taking it easy today on air in terms of the banter and discourse that you usually have come to expect from Entry Level Hipster Garbage. For those of you who have never heard our show before, because who would have listened to
the
show?
I wouldn't blame you.
At the time we were on, we're going to try to play some music that hopefully you haven't heard of. Some smaller bands, we've got some local bands on here. Yeah, a lot of indie, a lot of alternative, some like folk, I guess you'd call it.
Yeah, we're kind of all over the place sometimes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so the two songs we played for you this morning, first was Modern Baseball with their song Voting Early. After that was a band that I really like, Fox, with their song Leisure, off of their self-titled album. I went and saw Fox 2 weeks ago. Was it 2 weeks ago?
It must have been more than...
I think it might have been two weeks ago. Anyways, I saw them 2 weeks ago at the Brighton Music Hall. They were super good. The opener was bad, but they were really good, really entertaining. They played a really long set. So if you get the chance to see them live, I would highly recommend it.
And are they, you said they're, it looks like they're going to come out with a new album this year?
They mentioned something about a new record dropping, but I haven't seen anything on like their Facebook or anything like that.
Because they only have that one, the self-titled album?
Yeah.
All right.
But they played a bunch of tracks that they were like, yeah, this hasn't been released yet, so... Hopefully that means a new album on the way. We'll keep you updated on that. But yeah, anyways, season two, off to a great start. We are going to hit you with another song here by a band that we really like and play very often. And this is going to be Mount Erie with the song Oh My Heart. All right, enjoy, folks.
Ship sail, and oh. sleepy heart, what do you say? Should we keep
in St. Leroy's outside my windows. Cacophonous calls, bacteria palms, flat pavement moans. Smiles, network imposed. Don't struggle and shove, that's it in snow. They beg for embrace, flashing like cancer's got a one-treat eye. Cast your hands, bury your plans right next to your soul. With T-shirt and it's how you spend your time. Out come the gold, ghost of your thoughts. They're shrinking and prone, they're breathing ravenousness, archaic gloom. Cover your mouth, sound trickles down. It drips on your chair, drooling vibrations in an empty room.
Down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
Well, what are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. Don't you remember me? Don't you know that we miss you?
Miss me? Who misses me?
You know, all your friends in the forest. The trees, the pond, that little fort that you made out of branches. We all miss you.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
The forest is not that far away. Have an adventure today. I'm sure your mom would take you.
You're right. I should get out. I want to have fun. Play in puddles, catch frogs, and climb trees. Hey, Mom!
Yeah, hon? Steven! What is that in your hand?
It's my sense of adventure, Mom. It's telling me we need to get out of the house and have some fun in nature today.
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Nearly done. A darker gray is breaking through a lighter one. A thousand sharpened elbows in the underground. is closing up and counting loonies trying not to say I hate Winnipeg. The driver checks the mirror 7 minutes late. A crowded rider's restlessness enunciates. Guess who sucked? The Jets were lousy anyway. The same route every day. And in the turning lane, someone stalled again. He's talking to himself and hears the price of gas repeat his phrase. I hate Winnipeg. To sky, a golden business boy will watch the north end die and sing, I love this town. Then let his arcing wrecking ball proclaim, I hate Winnipeg.
And welcome back to Entry Level Garbage, Season 2, on 91.5 WMFO. This is DJ J. Alfred, along with DJ Crunch Berries. And you just heard Mount Erie, Oh My Heart, followed by Fleet Foxes, He Doesn't Know Why, one of our favorite bands, followed by Spirit Weed with their song Loud TV. After that was Deer in the Headlights with Saintly Rose OO. And you just heard the Weaker Thans with their song One Great City, I Hate Winnipeg. So how was your Super Bowl viewing experience, Zane?
Pretty nice. I watched at a friend's house with some people, and I'll admit I was not the most optimistic. You could call me somewhat of a fair weather fan during that game. Third quarter rolling around, I wasn't exactly counting on the win, but I guess that just goes to show you that should never really doubt the Patriots.
Yeah, got to keep the faith. There's one thing I've learned as a Boston sports fan in my 19 meek years of existence. It's to keep the faith. I was watching in Houston, not Houston, Texas. That's kind of ironic, actually. My dorm's name is Houston. And we dragged a couch outside onto the quad after we won. And if we were like a D1 school or like one of those crazy schools, we would have set it on fire. It would have been awesome. But we were like, yeah, we're not going to set this thing on fire.
The campus is like, because we went into Boston after the game, but yeah. Walking there, like walking across campus and then to Davis and everything, I didn't see anyone.
Yeah,
it was like a ghost town.
Yeah, it's all those Davis Square Somerville hipsters. They don't care about football.
That's not what I wanted to see. I wanted some like enthusiasm. You know, you'd see there was like a few people on the team. Once we got into Boston, there were plenty of people from BU and all that stuff, but Tufts not exactly showing a lot of New England pride.
Wasn't popping. Another thing to talk about, too, actually, that I just realized was something music-related that we should probably talk about on our music show is Boston Calling coming up.
That's true. The lineup got announced over break, I think. A lot of cool bands, a lot of bands that we play on the show all the time, like Car Seat Headrest, Bon Iver,
Modern Baseball,
Hotelier, Pup, like a ton of bands, some of my favorite bands actually. But and then I'm assuming you haven't heard either. We haven't heard back.
No, although I did get an email. So we both applied to work for Boston Calling, which seems like kind of the play because you just work 2 6-hour shifts and then you just get to go see the whole festival for free and you get paid, which is awesome.
Yeah.
They said early March.
Okay.
Which seems kind of far away, but...
But they've closed applications. They said, like, they're still determining how many people they even need, but they have way too many applications. Like, it seems like there are going to be a lot of people who don't get it, but...
Right. Well, they probably should have implemented a more rigorous application process, considering the application was, what's your name, what's your email, where do you go to school, and then you hit submit, and they're like, all right, we'll get back to you.
I think there was one question that was like, why are you enthusiastic working at Boston College? It's like, why do you think?
Yeah, it's like, why is anyone applying for the job?
I don't have a passion for, you know, setting up, it's not about like setting up sound equipment or something. That's right. Not like, I want to see the bands, if I'm being honest with you.
But yeah, hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll be able to go
see
that.
We'll keep everyone posted.
And keep you updated on that. Anyways, we're going to roll into some more music now. Speak of the Devil, our next song that we have is a Bon Iver song. So, yeah, enjoy, folks, and we will check in with you later.
I don't forget too much. But what a fog this was. We had just tripped into the door. Nothing short of a little drunk. I felt wild in my skin, like a mute in the sound, and the sound just grew like a welcome home. I traced my steps, found a trail of blood. I had shot myself in the head and couldn't think straight for months.
Right, welcome back to Entry Level Hipster Garbage on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. You just heard Drunk Mare by the band Ticonderoga. Before that was You Blew It. The artist was You Blew It with their song Award of the Year Award. And before that was Bon Iver with his song Creature Fear. We were just talking about the Super Bowl and how it was surprising that there had never the greatest deficit had been 10 points in a Super Bowl.
And that there had been no Super Bowl that had gone to overtime before. Which
right.
I think if you look at the rate of games, like regular season games that go into overtime, it would suggest that there would be like several Super Bowls if it were proportionate. But
right. And, you know, theoretically, like Super Bowls should be like the two most evenly matched teams in the NFL. And that's weird. My hot take, I have a hot take actually. I usually don't do this, but I as someone who has loved Tom Brady for the majority of my existence, I kind of think that James White should have won the
Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah, the Super Bowl MVP. Yeah. I mean, 14 catches, which is a Super Bowl record, 3 touchdowns. He had 20 points like on his own, and then like he had the clutch 2-point conversion. And then the game-winning,
yeah,
like
so
it's hard to.
It was those quick passes that on the big drives at the end,
right?
That was what was really getting it done. But
right.
Like when you're in the midst of a big comeback like that, you know, individual plays you write off as like, oh, there's another first down.
Right.
But it's like there were, you know, I can understand where you're coming from, but when you consider he got a lot of great passes, but every single pass that was thrown by Tom Brady.
Right. Well, that's the count. And the other counter argument is like he had the most yards. He being Tom Brady had the most yards thrown ever in a Super Bowl,
yeah.
And like the most completions and the most attempts. And it's like okay, like,
and when, like that, also,
that's hard. It's hard to disagree with that.
Technically, it doesn't really make sense to give it more credit because it like mostly happened in the fourth quarter. But like I want to give it more credit because it's pretty easy to call it quits when you're down by 25 points.
Right.
But like that fourth quarter performance, which is very typically Patriots Super Bowl, but is still, I don't know. I got to disagree with you on that. I think like Brady is indisputably Super Bowl MVP.
And then the other thing that we were talking about, and this is probably my favorite Super Bowl tradition, or maybe no, I'm going to rephrase that. This is my favorite NFL playoffs tradition, is people quoting Skip Bayless or Stephen A. Smith tweets that are like written in all caps being like, haha, look at how dumb like this guy, like at halftime, like Skip Bayless was said, I think it was something along the lines of like Atlanta Falcons are your 2000 like Super Bowl 51 champions, and everybody at the end was like, oh, look at, and it's like you gotta realize that is such a calculated move where he's like, I'm going to tweet this, and then if the Patriots come back, like I'm going to get so much exposure on Twitter. And it's like I don't know, it's just like people get angry about his hot takes, but at the same time don't realize that they're doing everything they can to like support that sort of sports business model.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
There are a good amount of analysts that make, like, because, you know, if they were being honest, they would probably acknowledge Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback of all time. He's, you know, he can outperform anyone in this league consistently.
Right.
But that doesn't really lead to any interesting discussion if they do that, so they get a lot more attention by, like, saying controversial opinions.
Right.
We're having some technical difficulties here at the station, but, pretty much, yeah, it's frustrating, and then everyone kind of plays into their hands, where it's, you see some of this, like, obviously wrong opinion that has to be said, because, I don't know, their job is to talk about controversy, and you just kind of fuel the fire by retweeting it or responding to it or whatever and saying like, oh, in your face, and then you go and you watch their show and give them ad revenue and rinse repeat.
Yeah. That's talking Super Bowl on here on Entry Level Hipster Garbage. You want to get back to the music?
Yeah, we can go back.
All right, let's get back to the music. Enjoy, folks. Welcome back to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. We actually have a caller who just called in, our first of the new season, so we're going to put him on air now. Hello.
Hey, this is Mike from North Attleboro.
Mike from North Attleboro.
Thanks for calling in, Mike.
Long time listener, big fan of entry level hipster garbage. Just calling in to mention that you guys don't talk about it. I love your sports segment. Like, it's great. I don't think you talked about it enough, but a big win yesterday for Terrific Tom Terrific, TV12.
The greatest of all time.
Yes, just wonderful. I want to hear your thoughts on the big victory. And a big shout out to my wife, Nancy, from North Attleboro. She's my supporter. Wanted to go down to Houston to see the game, but had to stay with her to watch it live in our living room.
Nancy, so, the old ball and chain.
Yeah, Nancy.
Had to stay with the wife. Yeah. Well, I'm actually a little curious. What's your take on the big game, Mike?
Yeah, give us your thoughts quarter by quarter.
We want to hear from the community.
It was the best football game I've ever seen in my life. Nothing better in my life.
How long have you been watching football for?
My whole life. 56 years.
56 years, wow.
And how long have you been a Patriots fan?
Ups and downs, the whole time. But, you know, really ignited my love for the Patriots in 2001 when terrific Tom stepped in.
When they
really
started playing football.
Right. There's no debate anymore. Tom Brady's the best ever.
The best ever.
You know, screw Roger Goodell. He's for lack of better words, a knucklehead.
That's exactly the term I would have used.
I can't swear on the air, but if I could, there'd be a lot of words I could use to describe Roger Goodell.
Well, we so, appreciate your keeping mild mannered here, but I would definitely agree. Yeah. I'm hoping you witnessed the reception Roger Goodell got in Houston when he handed over the trophy to Robert Kraft.
The deafening boos.
Boos were terrific.
Which immediately switched to cheering once Kraft put a single hand on the Lombardi trophy.
Hey, Mike,
Robert Kraft has done with this team is amazing. It's beyond words.
Oh, he's a genius.
What were you saying there?
Mike, did you do anything to celebrate the big win?
I almost lit a couch on fire. That's how excited I was.
Wow, me too, actually.
What a coincidence.
Oh, yeah. No way.
Where was it? North Attleboro?
North Attleboro.
Nancy stopped me before I could light it on fire.
The North Attleboro PD?
He said it was expensive. Oh, no, North Attleboro PD. They didn't catch on fire, so they didn't care. North Attleboro was like a riot scene. It was amazing.
There's no rules out there. That's what I've heard. Yeah, there's just no laws. Well,
no, not at all. North Attleboro, we're big sports fans. You know, Mike, the Jess, the Dan's, we're all big sports fans out here. Mm-hmm. You know, Pats win. Let's go to the parade tomorrow. And then it's on to the C's in the playoffs and the Red Sox right after.
Absolutely. So,
Falcons fans, stay home.
Yep. All right.
Exactly.
Mike, thank you so much.
Better than a Boston sports fan.
Mike,
you're welcome.
Thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I look forward to hearing your future sports segments. Love the show.
Absolutely.
Have fun at the parade tomorrow, Mike.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see you there.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Go Pats. See you later.
That was great. And just a reminder to the community, you can call in anytime on our show at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. We love hearing opinions on, you know, music we're playing or sports talk or things going on around campus.
Yep. We're always down for song recommendations, too. Yeah, some stuff.
Yeah, anytime. We do ask that you call when we're playing music rather than when we're talking because it just makes it a little easier on us.
Yep.
But, anytime. So I guess we can get back to the music as we're kind of on our home stretch here.
All right. And here we go. We've got Frightened Rabbit coming up, and I think that's another band that's going to be at Boston Calling. So a little bit of a theme here. All right. Enjoy, folks.
In the yard. great idea. Everything you want is a great idea. Roll around this song. It's a great idea. Everything you want is a great idea.
Folks, this song is going to play us out. This is Sufjan Stevens with "Oh Detroit, Lift Up Your Weary Head." And we're going to let this take us to noon, which is the end of our show. So thank you for everyone that tuned in to the first episode of Season 2 of Entry Level Hipster Garbage.
Really looking forward to this season. Please tune in next week if this is your first time, or if you're a longtime listener, we'd love to have you back.
Yep. And tell your friends, Mondays from 11 a.m. to noon. All right. See you next week, folks.
Signing off.